Zot, it's good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, your radiance at this point in your life. You are embarking upon a new connection, a divine link between you and Source. You are stepping into a new elevation of your frequency. That is why we ask the vessel Maryland to put up a slide at the last minute and play the music Elevation, because we are elevating your vibration. Some of you may be feeling that already. So know that sometimes the talking is just to keep you distracted so the energy work can go on. So in the elevation of your vibration, in the elevation of your frequency, what you are doing is you are matching that frequency of your guidance system, your higher self, or the guides from the outside that are coming in to communicate with you. That elevation, that energy is coming in such a magnanimous way that you are expanding who you presently are. You may notice when you leave today or go out in the world that the colors are just a bit sharper, that the brightness is just a bit more realized until your body regulates to that new frequency. For you are, in this day, a divine link. Some people call that channeling. We prefer the term divine link. Because with channeling, there comes with it a whole different aspect of connotations that happen on this planet that you have here. So think of yourself as a divine link, a link that is connecting the human element to the spiritual element. And in that capacity, your frequency is being raised. And as your frequency is being raised, you want to be aware that we do not want you driving away during this next 6 hours or so. We want you to be present with us and to allow whatever to happen to happen. You see, dearest, there are more channels now than ever before on this planet. This planet is raising its dimensional frequency as we speak. This planet is shifting and changing and connecting with new environments. In the past, as the planet has shifted its environment, there's been a disaster or a problem or a challenge. Like a tsunami, or now this COVID virus. And yet, look at all of the good that is coming from this COVID virus. First of all, you get to be here in your jammies if you want to be, and be with us and receive every single bit of the energy that is possible. Also, the hole in the ozone layer has closed up, has healed itself because people stopped driving. And many are realizing that they don't actually have to drive as much as they thought they did. Another thing that the vessel Maryland just learned today, all of the elephants that are in captivity, in elephant tourist camps that are many times being tortured and, you know, terrible things happening to them in Asia, in Thailand. Because there are no tourists, the camps have had to close down and they had to set the elephants free into the jungle. Now, some of you may be saying, oh, well, they've been held in captivity since they were babies. They don't know how to forage for their food. They don't know how to get their food. What will they do? But you see, an elephant in their brain carries an extra portion of the brain. Humans have it too. It is just laying dormant. That is another aspect that we're activating. But there's a section of the brain that carries the memories of the ancients, to where they automatically, when they start moving about in the wild, in the jungle, they will remember from their ancestral memories how to get food and what is good to eat and what is not good to eat. But in the meantime, there's no elephant torturings going on. You see, even in the face of disaster or seeming disaster, very good things can happen. So as you acknowledge that, know that you are a part of that transformation. You are a part of that envisioned energy of living at a higher dimensional frequency. And for that, we are grateful. We will be with you all day long. We will see you. We will know you. We will indeed acknowledge you. So if you feel some little fluttering energy tapping you on the shoulder, it may be us, huh? Mm-hmm. We love you deeply. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.